For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri lawmakers have voted against funding a voter-approved expansion of Medicaid healthcare for low-income adults. The GOP-led House Budget Committee yesterday voted 20-9 against paying to extend the program. Republicans argued it's financially irresponsible to commit to expanding the expensive program, but Democrats argued Medicaid expansion is required by the Missouri Constitution. Voters last year added Medicaid expansion to the Constitution. House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith said the policy will be debated again when budget proposals go before the full House, which could come as early as next week. Missouri authorities say they've discovered human remains that they believe are the body of Munchie G, who's been missing since October of 2019. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese and Columbia Police Chief Jeff Jones announced last night that they believe skeletal remains found yesterday afternoon in Rockbridge State Park are those of G. G's husband, Joseph Elledge, was charged in February of last year with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance. He's pleaded not guilty and is jailed without bond. Lawyers representing G's parents confirmed to KOMU 8 that the human remains found are that of their daughter, but authorities say DNA testing will be done to confirm it. Elledge's trial is set for November 1st. Health officials say international and out-of-state college students are eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccines. KBIA's Xcaret Nunez has more.
Governor Mike Parson recently announced all Missouri residents will be eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine starting April 9th. And health officials say that does apply to international and out-of-state college students. Stephanie Browning is the director of Columbia and Boone County Public Health and Human Services. She says out-of-state and international students qualify to sign up for vaccine appointments with proof of address.
If you're using your local address that you use here, that we consider you are resident, and you should be fine to get vaccinated here. Same with the international students. So just have them use their local address. Everything should be good.
Browning also says students should note which vaccine phase they are eligible for before signing up for an appointment. For more information on vaccine eligibility, students can visit covidvaccine.mo.gov. I'm Xcaret Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.
The 8 Republican members of Missouri's congressional delegation are urging the Environmental Protection Agency to reconsider listing 40 Missouri waterways as, quote, impaired. That list includes the Lake of the Ozarks and Truman Reservoir. A letter from Representatives Blaine Lutdemeyer and Vicky Hartzler was signed by the other GOP delegation members and was sent this week to acting EPA Region 7 Administrator Edward H. Chu. The letter says the impaired designation, quote, would have significant impacts on families, landowners, small businesses, and on the state's economy. The EPA announced the listing of the 40 lakes and reservoirs in November. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.